No one likes the feeling of a blood-sucking, vampiric mosquito crawling up on them, biting into their skin, and then later causing some itchy bumps for that next day. Besides mosquitoes, all insects are, for the most part, quite unpleasant. Some bite us and cause little pains and annoyance in an attempt to suck our blood. Other insects, such as bees and hornets, can cause substantially more pain, and for those who are allergic to them, they can be rather deadly. Almost all insects are annoying pests in some ways. They are capable of hiding in between our walls, in our attics, and underground. You might not even realize you have insects living in your home with you until you leave a snack out for too long and suddenly an army of ants comes out to eat your leftovers. Fighting insects directly is mostly futile. Kill one ant, and three more come to take its place. In the case of bees or wasps, if you kill one, they will literally release pheromones, which attract others to you and put the rest on attack mode, priming them to sting you. Besides all of these little insects, insects are actually the single most deadly creatures to humanity, more than all other wild animals combined. The reason for this is because mosquitoes alone kill millions of humans every year by transmitting deadly diseases such as malaria. No one in their right mind enjoys being around insects or sharing our world with them. So, what if we possessed a weapon that could wipe out all insects without damaging anything else? What if we could just press the delete button and do away with them? Wouldn't you like to have no more insects? In the first few days, nothing much would happen, except perhaps a great sense of relief from farmers who don't have their food supply eaten, poor families that no longer have to fear malaria or death by one mosquito bite, and homeowners that will no longer have any of these annoying pests infesting their home. But by week one, things will start going bad, very bad. As much as we'd love to delete all insects from planet Earth, both for the little annoyances they cause us and the deaths they cause to millions, such an action would be suicide for all of humanity. In the first week, we'd celebrate, and things would be all fine and dandy. The average person wouldn't notice anything, but the many government organizations and scientists would start to pick up on a few different things. First, dead things would stop decaying so fast. Bacteria and insects help dead things decay, and with no insects to feed on dead things, well, they would decay a lot slower. Instead of dead animals and plants decaying into the ground and giving way to new life, they would just remain there, and in fact block and contaminate land that would otherwise transform into new life. Honey and silk would immediately cease production, as there would be no insects to produce these things directly. Small changes in plant and animal life would take effect too, but we wouldn't really start to see major differences until about 1 month in. By month one, we'd start to enter a crisis mode. You see, about 80 to 90% of all plants on Earth are dependent on insects to reproduce. The insects literally help these plants reproduce. So without insects, we'd start to see less plant life, a lot less plant life. This would create a domino effect. With less plant life, animals would starve to death because they, well, couldn't eat the plants. Other animals, for example, bird populations, would start to starve almost immediately as insects are a huge staple of their diet. By month one, we would start to enter a mass extinction in which countless creatures starve to death as their primary source of food or reproduction disappear. Or the second-order consequences create a domino chain that affect almost all other animals on planet Earth. Within the month, humanity would be in danger. The cost of food would skyrocket. Goods such as honey would become immensely rare and valuable because it would no longer be able to be produced again. As if we don't currently have a hunger problem, it would get worse. Everyone everywhere would be affected. It's probable that millions of humans would die as food prices skyrocket, with the supply of food dropping rapidly. Also, remember what we said earlier about dead things not decaying? All of the dead animals and plants would be dead by 1 month in, and there would be no insects to help decay these creatures, so significant portions of previously arable land would become completely unusable as crops and animals die and block out that land. So what happens 1 year in? It's hard to predict what exactly would happen 1 year in, but we can assume that the results would not be good at all. Extreme change and extreme mass extinction would sweep over planet Earth. Life wouldn't end, but it would become extremely difficult. Food would be hard to come by, and millions of people would die or become malnourished as they lack access to food sources. It's also probable that with all the extra dead matter lying around, new types of bacteria would evolve to eat it, which could eventually cause some diseases for us. About 50% of all known species on Earth are insects, so while they might seem insignificant, wiping out all insects actually means wiping out 50% of all known species on Earth, which would end up directly affecting all other living creatures on Earth. It is again probable that life would continue in some way. There are, after all, creatures not entirely dependent on insects for their survival, and humans could eat those creatures or the plants not dependent on insects. However, even these creatures are related in the ecosystem to insects in some way. So it's safe to say that killing insects would cause one of the greatest, if not the greatest, global crisis in recorded human history, and potentially create a crisis even worse than the big meteor which wiped out the dinosaurs. So while we can't eradicate annoying insects from this Earth, we can eradicate them from your home. Wildlife Extreme International specializes in safe and responsible removal of wild animals and pests. So if you think that you have an insect or pest-related problem, please give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit us at www.wildlifexteam.com, and we'll be sure to help you out with some free tips, or we'll get in there and we'll make sure that your home is wildlife and pest-free. Again, we do have to deal with insects out in nature and in the world. That is unavoidable, but you should never have to deal with them inside of your home. So contact us if you think that you have a problem, and we'll make sure to delete them from your home. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you later.